squirt, baby. I don't stop macking. I grab the microphone.
How come girls don't have hairy pussies anymore?
As I spit these words, I'll be fucking
them up. Seriously, why? I don't get it, because, I mean, it looks like it. I guess guys don't like it. Is it because we like to think we're like with little girls or something? Kind of creepy, I think.
You're weird.
Because that's just fucked up, man.
Dude, we're here. Come on. Let's go do the show.
Okay, sure. Sorry, man. I was stoned.
Hey, is it just me, Teddy? Or is UBC especially creepy tonight?
No, man. It's really creepy out.
Come on, hurry up. It's 11 o'clock already. We got to start the show, man.
Yeah, I know. You were the one that was late.
What the hell was that? Come on, Teddy. Hurry up. Gotta go. Teddy? Teddy? Teddy, where'd you go, man? Hey, Teddy. Come on. Quit playing around, man. We gotta start the show. Come on, Teddy. Where are you, man? The hell was that? Dude, this isn't funny anymore, man.
Excuse me, sir.
Get away! Get away from me! Get away! What?
Oh my God! I just killed Teddy. I just killed Ted.
Oh my God, Smoothie! I killed him.
I didn't mean to. I didn't know it was him. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here. I gotta go. I gotta start the show.
Where's that kid?
I gotta start the show. I know it's what Teddy would have wanted. I gotta go.
Gotta get to the studio and everything will be fine. These people don't know what I did. They don't know what I did. I just gotta get to the studio. Get to the studio. Oh, man. Okay, I'm here.
Yo, E-Rock. E-Rock, what the hell, man? Where have you been?
What?
Dude, man, it's almost 11. Crimes and Treason's almost up. We gotta do our show. Where the hell have you been? This is our Halloween spooktacular.
Teddy, I just killed you, Teddy. I was outside. I just killed you.
So you killed me?
Yeah, man. I was out there. We were walking in. You got lost, and then somebody ran up.
Dude, you told me that you were going out for a smoke. And then you disappeared.
What do you mean? We were coming in, and then all of a sudden somebody ran up, and I shot them with a shotgun, and I don't know where I even got the gun from, and then you're here now. And
dude, we have to start this show. It's Halloween spectacular. Let's go. You didn't kill me. I'm right here. Let's do this.
The following program, Cabba Radio, may contain scenes of nudity, sexually suggestive scenes, coarse language, and high levels of sass, which may result in the removal of clothing and loss of inhibition. Listener discretion is advised.
I got two words for you. Pussy avalanche. Pussy.
Gentlemen, coming to you live from the CITR 101.9 FM studios, it's Cabba Radio! Welcome tonight to the Halloween Spooktacular! Tonight, Teddy welcomes to the studio the Skeletones! Members of the Wall join us this evening and sing to us live in studio with ghost stories. As always, upcoming events, I'm Eric Scareberry, and now here's Teddy Boo!
Scareberry. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the Halloween Spooktacular. We were talking a little bit earlier about what we were going to call E-Rock here. Scareberry.
I don't know. It's all I could come up with at the beginning.
That was awesome. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's the Tuesday just before Halloween. And let's start off the show, E-Rock. What are you doing for Halloween?
What am I doing for Halloween? I know this is going to sound kind of... Well, you know, I don't exactly know. I don't even know exactly what I'm going dressed as. However, there is talk of a house party, so we might go and do that.
I just want to let you know that we are dressed up here in studio tonight for our Halloween Spooktacular. E-Rock, my friend, is dressed as...
I'm dressed as a Main Street hipster.
A Main Street hipster. And I have it's my so signature cool, glowworm so cool, pants right? on. Oh, yes, it is cool.
Yeah, I know.
It is cool.
I know.
So are these glowworm pants that I'm wearing.
That is a mighty glowworm you
they
have.
They are quite famous if you've seen some pictures around of the glowworm pants. I do have them on tonight. I usually don't wear pants in this seat, but tonight is a special Halloween Spooktacular. As we talked about in the intro, tonight we welcome Miss Megatron and Sam. They are, of course, the Skeletones. And we have members of Pink Floyd's The Wall, which will be at the Rio stage November 5th to 14th. It's going to be all live musicians, and they're going to be singing live right here in studio tonight. We'll welcome some of the cast of Pink Floyd's The Wall. We also have some ghost stories that E-Rock and myself are going to tell, so make sure you stick around for that. We also have free tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall, November 5th to 14th. It is a show jam-packed, of course. Don't forget about upcoming events, because there are a few spooktacular events all week long leading up to Hallows Eve.
You're so mysterious right now, Mr. Smooth.
Yes. Mysterious.
Mr. Boo.
Mysterious. Oh.
What are we going to get to?
We have such a jam-packed show, I think we should just get started.
There's so much going on tonight that we actually have to kind of stick to a schedule, which is crazy for us. So
It is a wild, crazy ride tonight.
Crazy!
Where we actually stick by the numbers.
We won't.
No, of course, we can't. By the way, if you want to get in on the fun and when you want to win a contest a little bit later when we give away those tickets, you're going to call 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and you are listening to Cabba Radio. My name is Teddy Smooth. This is E-Rock. This is our Halloween Spooktacular. Catch us online at CITR.ca. Now, we start off the night with... a special Halloween song. Stay tuned, because when we return, the cast of The Wall, Pink Floyd's The Wall, is here, and they will be singing live.
Something strange.
Come with us and you will see. This is our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat. Tell the neighbors gonna die of fright.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Fingers like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner now. In the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce, and how you scream!
This is Halloween!
Red and black!
It's like a green!
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine!
Say it once, say it twice, take a chance and roll the dice!
Ride with the moon in the dead of night!
Everybody scream! Everybody scream!
Here I am, Halloween!
I am the
of the tearaway face!
Here in a flash, gone are their trace!
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween. Halloween, Halloween.
Life's no fun without a good scare.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Woman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now this is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
Survive for a reason to tell my story to touch lives.
Hip-hop artist Emmanuel Jal, once a child soldier in Sudan, has returned to his home country, and this time his weapon is a microphone. His unique story and effort to build peace, War Child, is just one of the 25 films featured this year at the Amnesty International Film Festival, November 12th to 15th at the Van City Theater, 1181 Seymour Street. Full program available at amnestyfilmfest.ca. Brought to you in part by CITR Radio.
Me, I got a reason for being on this earth, cause I know more than many what's up. Life is worth better. Now that I get a chance to stand my ground, I'm gonna run over mountains, leaves and valleys.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
Fun!
While
Fun
cloaks itself in a plethora of disguises, its favorite mantle still remains
Fun. Fun
devours all it touches, its voracious appetite rarely fulfilled. Yet
Fun
doesn't only destroy, it creates and molds as well. Let's examine closely then this dangerously evil creation, this new breed. But a word of caution, handle with care and don't drop your guard. This rapacious new breed prowls both alone and in packs, operating at any level, any time, anywhere, and with anybody. Who are they?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Teddy! Do you want to hear another ghost story, Teddy?
Good evening, my name is Erock, and tonight I will be reading The Rescue. One afternoon, a young couple was traveling down a long stretch of back roads when at a far distance, they saw a woman frantically waving her hands in the middle of the road, trying to gain their attention. The wife turned to the husband and said,
"Hey baby, let's just keep on driving. It's dangerous to stop for people."
The man flicked on his turn signal and said,
"Come on, we'll drive by slowly just to make sure everything's all right."
Secretly, the man had his doubts and only decided to slow down because if he didn't and something were really wrong, it would haunt him for the rest of his days. As they drew closer, they noticed the woman had cuts and bruises all over her face and the look of terror and desperation in her eyes.
"Oh my God, do you think she's okay?"
exclaimed the wife.
"I don't know. Let's pull over."
As they opened their doors, the battered woman began to plead and beg.
"Please, please, you must help me, my baby."
"Whoa, hold on, lady. What's going on?"
"I was just in a car accident,"
began the woman.
"And my baby's still down there, I think, but I don't know. And she's alive. My husband's dead, but you've got to do something. You have to help.
The husband turned to his wife.
Dear, you take care of this poor lady. I'm gonna go check it out.
Be careful.
The husband hurried down the embankment of the ravine and made his way to the site of the crash. He was about to open the front doors when he heard a baby cry. Quickly, he flung open the back door and saw a beautiful baby girl, her car seat pinning her against the floor. The husband reached into his pocket, grabbed his knife, and cut the baby free. When he arrived back to his wife, he noticed that the mother was no longer there.
Where did she go?
He asked.
Didn't you see her? She said she was going to follow you back to the crash.
This struck the husband as odd, as he had clearly not run into the woman, and there was only one way down to the site of the crash. Puzzled, the man asked his wife to hold the baby, and turning around, he made his way back to the site, unable to understand how he could have missed the woman. It was then that he noticed the driver's side of the car. In his haste to free the child, he had not even bothered to look. There, with a sharp piece of glass piercing his throat, sat the woman's dead husband. The man recoiled in disgust. That disgust, however, turned to horror as the man stared into the passenger side of the car and saw the same battered woman, dead, with a look of relief in her eyes.
Well, that was a pretty scary ghost story for Halloween. But now we have the cast of a brand new stage show that's happening at the Rio Theater November 5th through the 14th. It's a stage version of Pink Floyd's classic The Wall. Live singers, live band, live actors, live on stage at the Rio Theater November 5th through 14th. And tonight we have members of the cast here to sing with us. There's Kirsten Hogan.
Hi there.
And Nicole Bainton.
Hello.
And Dentor.
Yes.
And, of course, the two stars of the show, Doug Toms and Mark Downey.
How are you doing?
They are splitting the role of Pink into the rock star Pink and the paranoid psychotic Punk character. But, and now, to sing Goodbye Blue Sky, Kirsten, Nicole, and Dentor. Enjoy.
You're listening to C. I. T. R. 101.9 Vancouver.
God damn it, baby, you know I ain't lying to you. I'm only gonna tell you one time.
A groin-grabbingly great station.
Back here in studio. Well, you know, they always tell us in class not to talk about commercials, but that one's pretty sweet. I like that. We're back here on Cabernet's Halloween Spooktacular. Ebrock is the Main Street hipster.
Yo!
I'm the glowworm pants fellow.
That's so not cool.
So not cool.
I am, though.
You are.
I like Teddy's glowworm.
He just can't like anything because...
So not hipster.
Oh, yes.
Not that, that wouldn't be cool, but, you know, whatever. It's cool, man. You know what's cool?
What? Yeah. No, you know what's cool?
No.
Not talking about what's cool.
Whatever, man. That's so not cool. Hipsters are such a drag.
They are.
You should go to Foundation and get some nachos, man.
Yeah.
Let's get some vegetarian food.
I know.
Yeah.
What was meat doing in here?
It's in Teddy's glowworm.
Oh, we're here.
Eat all your meat and can have some pudding.
Yes, the wall. Absolutely. There we are from another Brick in the Wall part deux.
Part
deux. Part deux. Which most people, are, it's about the most famous song, right?
That's the big hit, yeah.
That's the big hit. Why do you think that's the big hit?
Album called The Wall, song called The Wall, movie called The Wall.
Song, movie, album called The Wall.
We're so close right now.
Yeah. Teddy, we've been close a long time.
We're sharing a mic.
We don't need no education.
That's the line.
That was
that's
the one.
The line.
All the kids were like, definitely. Yeah.
I remember
we don't need no education.
In junior high, when that was on the radio, we'd go to the Shack. The Shack was the place you'd go to buy your candy before school. They'd play it, and all the kids would go crazy in the Shack. When you're buying your Laffy Taffy and your atomic fireballs.
What?
We'd jump on the tables and scream, we don't need no education, man.
Sweet.
I was in fifth grade.
Fifth grade you did that?
That's
an anthem
right.
For the ages.
That is awesome. Yeah.
But I'm dating myself.
The first
now.
Time I ever heard it, I was in the south of France. And it was the first time I'd seen naked women because we were at a nudist beach. And at the campsite, they were playing Pink Floyd. All the time. Okay. So it was just Pink Floyd, naked women. So wow. I'm really happy to be doing this
with
show.
Watermelon there?
Not cool.
Watermelon?
Just wanted to mention that the guy playing Pink in our stage show is Irish, just like Bob Geldof from the movie. So
nice.
It's authentic rock and roll entertainment at the theater.
We didn't plan.
The Rio Theater, November 5th.
In case you are just tuning in, that's who we are talking to right now. We didn't really talk about that right off the top. In case you've literally just turned on the radio and you're like, who's talking? We're here with some of the cast of Bastards. Pink Floyd's The Wall live at the Rio Theater stage, November 5th to 14th. Everything's going to be live. You even have some visuals at this show with DJ Katel, friend of...
Actually, Technomorph.
Another alias for him.
Yeah, he's putting together... We have a full-size movie screen behind the stage that we're going to be using with unique images. It's not like a Rocky Horror show where we're going to just act out the movie in front of it. That's pretty lame. We're going to have actual, like, show-enhancing original video behind the stage for Pink
all
Floyd.
Original Billy.
Uh-huh.
Really? All
for Pink Floyd's The Wall at the Rio Theater, November 5th through 14th. Get your tickets now.
All right. Well, you can get your tickets now, actually, because at the end of this next song that The Wall is going to sing, we are going to give away two tickets. What are we giving them away to? Is it the opening night again? We did that last week, or when do you want? Or just
how about for your birthday?
Yes. On my birthday, it'll be Thursday, November 12th.
That's
and
right.
I can have free tickets to see us.
Doug Toms.
Should we give the tickets to the first person who can name the song you're about to play?
Name both songs they played.
Name both songs and don't tell them. They told the name of the first one if you were listening.
I don't know. That's pretty easy. I don't know.
Well, you never know. You know the
Let's
true
say
fans.
Goodbye to that song and move on to the next.
Well, let's hear Mark Downey and Kirsten Hogan singing another hit from the fabulous album Pink Floyd's The Wall. Let's hear them sing Mother.
Thank you.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb? Mother, do you think they'll like this song? Do you think they'll try to break my balls? Trust the government.
Mother, will they put me in the firing line?
Ooh, is it just a waste of time?
Now, baby, baby, don't you cry. Mother's gonna make all of your nightmares come true. Mother's gonna put all of her fears into you. Mother's gonna keep you right here under her wing. She won't let you fly, but she might let you sing. Mother's gonna keep baby cozy and warm.
Do you think she's good enough? Mother, do you think she's dangerous?
Mother from the cast of Pink Floyd's The Wall, or some of the cast, here on Cab Radio's Halloween Spooktacular. 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. You can catch any of our shows on CITR website. We do a podcast where every day around noon, depending on what time I get up, it goes on the podcast, and you can listen to it any time, including those two songs, Goodbye Blue Sky and Mother from Pink Floyd's Wall, appearing live on stage at the Rio Stage, Broadway and Commercial, November 5th to 14th. 2 weeks. Two tickets. Oh, sorry. Like getting hand singles. We have Doug Toms, Dentor, Mark Downs, Chris Hogan. What?
Mark Downey.
Downey.
Oh, gee. You know, you told me the up down.
No, I said Opie Downey.
I'm so sorry.
I didn't say ups down.
I'm sorry.
He's Downey Soft.
That's why they call me Teddy Smooth.
Downey Soft. And really less expensive.
Very, very cheap.
Mark Downey. Mark Downey. Yeah, you're Mark Down.
Yeah. Mark it down.
And of course, Nicole Baton, right? Did I say that right?
Bainton.
See, there you go.
Bain.
E-Rock knows I always screw people's names up. It's just one of my things. They all. No last names allowed.
That's why I'm E-Rock. It's so much easier.
I never remembered his name before. I made him change it. I made him get a radio name. But we do have two tickets. To what date?
To November 12th. That's Thursday, November 12th at the Rio Theater for Pink Floyd's The Wall, live on stage. Live actors, live band, live singers, live on stage. It's going to be awesome. And you can win two tickets if you know the answer to this trivia question. Pink Floyd has two dead members. Name them both. You have to call right now and not use the internet to look up the answers, all right? So, Honest Injun, call up, name Pink Floyd's two dead members. They're one of three bands, not including Leonard Skinner, who has two dead members. So,
604-822-CITR.
This is a $75 show that you're going to see for $25 if you buy a ticket. But no, you get it for free if you know Pink Floyd's two dead members. Call right now.
604-822-CITR. That's 604-822-2487. Thank you very much, the cast of The Wall, for coming into the Halloween Spooktacular.
Dead members of rock bands.
Yes, we've killed them. We have killed them. We were going into another Halloween song, and we'll be back, of course, with Ms. Megatron and Sam on the Skeletones. We also have another ghost story. We have some upcoming events. All that and more coming up here on Cab Radio's Halloween Spooktacular.
Now I have a story that I'd like to tell about this guy. You all know me as me scared as hell. He comes to me a night after I call into bed. He's burnt up like a weenie and his name is Fred. He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's gone when I'm awake, but he shows up when I'm asleep. I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. If I remember it right, and we had just gotten back off tour last night, so the gang and I thought that it would be groovy if we summon up the posse and dumb rush the movies. I got Angie, Jeff got Tina, Ready Rock got some girl I've never seen in my life. That was alright because the lady was chill. Then we dipped to the theater set to Ill. We saw Elm Street and man it was death, and everything seemed alright when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, began the nightmare, but on my street. It was burning in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, it had stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice or a coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard this awful voice coming from behind. It said, man, I ain't even wait to see who it was. Broke outside in my drawers and screamed so long, cuz got halfway up the block, I calmed down and stopped screaming. Then thought, oh, I get it, I must be dreaming. I strolled back home with a grin on my grill. I figured since this is a dream, I might as well get ill. I walked in the house, the big bad Fresh Prince, but Freddy killed all that noise real quick. He grabbed me by my neck and said,
here's what we'll do. We got a lot of work here, me and you. the souls of your friends you and I will claim. You've got the body and I've got the brain.
I said, yo, Fred, I think you got me all wrong. I ain't partners with nobody with nails that long. Look, I'll be honest, man, this team won't work. The girls won't be on you, Fred, your face is all burned. I pat him on the shoulder, said, thanks for stopping by. Then I opened up the door and said, take care, guy. He got mad, drew back his arm and slashed my shirt. I laughed at first and thought, hold up, that hurt. It wasn't a dream, man, this guy was for real. I said, Freddy, how's been an awful mistake here. No further words, and then I darted upstairs. Crashed through my door, then jumped on my bed. The covers up over my head, said, oh, please do something with Fred. He jumped on my bed, but threw the covers with his claws, tried to get me, but my alarm went off, and then silence. It was a whole new day, I thought. I wasn't scared of him anyway, until I noticed those rips in my sheets, and that was proof that there had been a nightmare on my street. Come on. Come on, Jeff, answer. Come on, man.
Hello?
Jeff, it's Prince, man. Jeff, wake up. Jeff, wake up.
What do you want?
Jeff, wake up, man. Listen to me, Jeff.
It's 3 o'clock
Jeff,
in the morning.
Jeff,
what do
would
you,
you listen to me? Whatever you do, don't fall asleep. Jeff, listen to me.
No,
don't
no.
go to sleep, Jeff.
Jeff,
Jeff. Jeff, Jeff. Jeff.
Every limbo boy and girl all around the limbo world gonna do the limbo rock all around the limbo clock. Jack be limbo, Jack be quick, Jack go on the limbo stick.
Here on Cabot Radio's Halloween Spooktacular. Yes, hello. 101.9 FM, CITR.ca. My name is Teddy Boo. Smooth. I'm here with E-Rock. He's in the background. He's E-Rock, you all right? Are you all right?
Sorry, I stubbed my toe.
All right. It's been a really eerie evening. Off the top of the show, E-Rock, I don't know, you were really confused.
Dude, I thought I killed you.
I know, that what was very, there? Very strange that you, like, you came in through the door, Crimes and Treasons playing.
I swear, I shot you.
No, you didn't. You didn't shoot me, man. You told me you're going out for a bowl, go for a smoke, and then
I don't.
And then you're like, I killed
I don't
you,
get
man.
It, man.
I killed
I
you.
I saw you.
What
I
the
shot
hell?
You.
What were you doing?
What do you mean? What was I doing?
Well, I mean, why did you think you shot me?
Because I shot you, and you were there, dead on the ground, and then I came here, and you were in the studio and doing the show. Oh my God, that's the guy that I killed. Who did I kill?
Who did you... You didn't kill me.
Who did I kill then?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
What? Who did you kill?
Apparently Satan?
Holy cow.
Sorry, Satan.
We're going to be right back with the skeletons after this, but oh, we gotta fix something in the studio here. We'll be right back.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Well, we're back. It's we got some of that stuff fixed. We're not sure what went on, but That was freaky. I want to thank the cast members of The Wall. That was amazing show there. They have a show coming up November 5th to 14th at the Rio Stage. They also have two tickets to give away to the Thursday, November 12th show. We still don't have a winner. If you'd like to win, all you have to do is name the two dead members of Pink Floyd who have died. That's all you have to do. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. Live in the studio, though, we welcome Miss Megatron and Sam of the Skeletones. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello.
How are you on this spooky evening?
Scared.
Scared stiff.
You didn't have any trouble? We've been having some trouble here in studio. You haven't heard any weird noises or...
I've noticed lots of creaking and disembodied voices.
Yeah, we were noticing that, too. I don't know, E-Rock thought he killed someone early. He killed me.
That's kind of freaky.
But ever since then, we've been having these weird noises that have been going on.
The lights were flickering too, and there were cold spots just in the room. Like you'd walk, and all of a sudden there was a cold spot.
That's what we noticed.
Yeah, sorry about that. You know when you're in the water and you pee and it gets warm. Well, when you're not in the water and you pee, it gets cold. And so that was me. Sorry.
You peed in the air.
My bad. My bad.
Holy cow. Was that your Main Street hipster joke?
I once went into the foundation and I yelled really loud, "Oh my God! Someone's stealing a fixed gear bicycle!" And the whole restaurant got up and ran out to see if it was theirs.
I don't know why we're picking on the hipsters, but it's fun. Now the Skeletones.
I wish my lawn was emo, that way it would cut itself.
That was your joke last week. Don't bring up old jokes. Jeez.
Well, you know, it's still my jokes.
Later on in the show, we have some ghost stories. We don't need to bring up. Okay, one more.
How many hipsters does it take to change a light bulb? Oh, it's a pretty obscure number. You probably never even heard of it.
Dude, you are so in my league. It's awesome. I love it. I love it. I love it. Finally, somebody's here that, you know, can, like, be intellectual like me. It's awesome.
I just think with my glow.
It's awesome.
That's all I think with.
Wow.
I can't think on your level.
Say.
That's cool, man. Whatever.
604-822-2487. That's the number. We're here with the Skeletones. Tell us a little bit about the Skeletones before you play us a tune.
Well, that's for later.
So sorry.
Well, since my name is Megatron, I'm under the classification of being a Transformer, thus the band name is always transforming. So we thought that we would transform ourselves into a spooky band, mm-hmm. being the Skeletones for your radio show tonight.
Sounds scary.
Skeletons feature prominently in both of our lives. We both have a skeleton.
A real one?
In our bodies. I have several in my closet as well. Not proud of that, but, you know, it's important to work through that stuff.
Yes.
And on radio, why not?
Yeah.
Working through the cobwebs.
I have eight kids in Australia. I gotta work through that one somehow.
Well, you gotta flush your toilet the other way.
So the Skeletones, the Miss Megatron and the Skeletones, we are united by a mutual love of laser guns, outer space,
jazz,
Spanish music, rockabilly, and
punk lounge.
Mm-hmm, punk lounge. Yeah,
life.
Yeah, life, exactly.
Well, let's hear one of these tales that you weave.
We've prepared a special song especially for you. It's we did a bit of research. We Googled. You can use this thing called Google. I don't know if you've ever used it before, but we used it.
I think E-Rock has heard of Google.
Yeah, we looked up Halloween and music, and this was the first song that came up. So,
I did not. No, I used to listen to this back in the day, yo.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Still
sorry.
In the day.
Sorry, we didn't use Google. We have yet to use Google.
So this is Halloween by the Misfits.
Is Google something you use to look at your neighbors?
Yes.
I remember Halloween.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Bonfires burning bright, punker faces in the night. I remember Halloween, dead cats hanging from poles, little dead are out in droves. I remember Halloween, brown leaf vertigo, where skeletal life is known. Hey, I remember Halloween, this day anything goes, burning bodies hanging from poles. Yeah, I remember Halloween, 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 Halloween. Candy apples and razor blades, little dead are soon in graves. Yeah, I remember Halloween, this day anything goes, burning bodies hanging from poles. Yeah, I remember Halloween.
Skeletones here live.
Well done.
On the Halloween spooktacular.
I've been doing a lot of research over these last couple weeks trying to find some stuff for the Halloween show, the spooktacular, and I've heard quite a few different covers of Teddy's. Oh, you didn't make my hand go down that last time, did you? You
little worms getting a little action.
But I've heard that done by a few different people, so it's really cool to hear another take on it, because all the takes I've heard are so different that it's really cool. It's a different song every time you hear it. So,
thank you.
Yes, yeah, well done. We tried to bring the diversity.
Mm-hmm.
The diversity for the Skeletones. The name that transforms. What are some of your other names that you've had?
Oh,
I think we had Miss Megatron and the Dominatrix Rocket Clowns.
Okay,
that was one.
We've
or maybe not.
We've been in the world.
That'll be one coming
we've
up.
We've been the Flamingos. We've been for Spanish folk music. We've been La Manera, which means the way. But you can find us on the Facebook under Miss Megatron's Music.
Miss Megatron's Music. Can
Miss
we
Megatron and the music rather? Sorry.
And the music. All right. Well, let's hear another musical tale.
Okay.
All right.
What should we do?
We could do another Misfits song, or we could do an original. We could just... The world is our oyster.
What would you guys like to hear? Do you want to hear another scary song, or would you like to hear a song about laser guns and rocket ships?
Is that one yours?
Yes.
Yes.
Laser guns, definitely.
This is a
rock... Don't forget your laser gun.
Yeah, I won't forget.
Okay, good.
You need to go
this
here?
Is a... Yeah, you can pass me my laser gun.
Yeah. Oh, she never lets anyone handle her laser gun.
That's the tight pants.
This
it's
is
a hipster, man. I'm cool.
This is an original rockabilly outer space song, but we like to call it Rocket Billy.
Oh, I finally got that. One, two, a one, two, three, four.
I'm in my rocket.
You forgot your capo.
Oh, B flat, B flat. Sorry, dudes.
A one, two, three, four.
Jump in my rocket out of space. I wanna take you to another place. Come on, baby, don't be shy. Come fly with me into the sky. Hey, hey, whoa, yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings. Hey, 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 whoa, yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings. I'll go real fast if you come with me. Baby, you'd love it on Mercury. Please call me sugar, your orbit queen. I'll take you places you've never been. Hey, hey, whoa, yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings. Take it, Sam. Pluto or Mars, put away your keys cause we don't drive cars. Baby, we only ride our rockets, so put your money back in your pocket. Hey, hey, whoa, yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings. Hey, 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 whoa, yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings.
Laser solo! Awesome.
Don't get my rocket out of space. I want to take you to another place. Come on, baby, don't be shy. Come fly with me to the sky. Hey, hey, oh yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings. Hey, 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 oh yeah. Baby, I'm dancing on Saturn's rings.
It's scary because it's Halloween.
I'll be an astronaut for Halloween every year.
Got the kids to bed. Now what?
This is Upcoming Events with Teddy Smooth.
Hey, starting off tomorrow night at the Red Room, 395 Richards. It's Creepshow, the Dreadnoughts, and the Hypnotics. A killer mix of psycho, Billy Freakout, rock and roll mayhem, and punk rock. Toronto's Creepshow, Vancouver's Dreadnoughts, and Quebec's Hypnotics. That's at the Red Room, 398 Richards, tomorrow night. Doors open at 7 p.m. If you're in Victoria on Thursday, then you want to check out the Cheesecake Burlesque Review presents Boobs. That's going to be at Lucky Bar, which is on Yates Street down by the water. Cool little place to go check out a burlesque show. You'll get yourself all warmed up by a big night by joining the Cheesecakes for their fourth annual Halloween show. They have some of their beloved classics as well as some new acts to titillize and titillize your senses. So that's the Cheesecake Burlesque Review presents Boobs. That is in Victoria at Lucky Bar tomorrow, Thursday night at 8 p.m. Moving over to Friday night, and it's also a Saturday night one as well. It's the Here Be Monsters 2009 Theater Festival and Halloween Pate. Yes. Performance Works, that's where it's going to be at. That's at 1218 Cartwright on Granville Island. It's going to be featuring two evenings of some of Vancouver's finest theater and visual artists all under one freaking roof. So that's two nights, Friday and Saturday, so choose one of those nights. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. It's a mad selection of indie theater, and they're creating original plays in under 48 hours. That's crazy. And then they're going to put it all on stage for you. That's Friday and Saturday at Performance Work Theater on Granville Island. Taking you over to Saturday, if you go check out the Granville Island show on Friday, it's the horrific home of Beatrice Stainsbury. Although calmly nestled in the quiet, unsuspecting Commercial Drive neighborhood, no one has dared set foot in the historic and horrific home of Beatrice Stainsbury since the early 1900s until now. Yes, you can have your own tour of this house. It's going to be amazing. It's a 40-minute tour. You have to book ahead. You want to go to contact Miriam at info@theinthehousefestival.com, and you have to book your tour because it's a 40-minute tour and they go at different times, so you can check it out. That's October 31st. It's going to be at in the Commercial Drive area, so check out Miriam at info@inthehousefestival.com, or just go to inthehousefestival.com. Don't even have to put the info in there. Sunday night, it is Kitty Nights. Yes, we're back at the Biltmore this week after having a week. Our Fright Nights there at the Bourbon. Many thanks to the Bourbon. That was an awesome show. Great crowd, great bar staff, great bouncers. It was just a lot of fun. But we are back at the Biltmore, which also has great all of those things. And it is Burgundy Brick's Super Scorpio Birthday Bash this Sunday. So come down and celebrate the birthdays of the Scorpios, Burgundy Bricks, Little Miss Risk, and Hannah Barbaric, plus two of Scorpio's best mates, the Cancers, Vava Vanderbust, and Rolla Lockhart. Of course, the Professor will be there, along with Go-Go by Kimmy Shimmy and music by DJ Teddy Smooth. That's me. Doors are at 8:30, show's at 9. That's at the Biltmore Cabaret, just at 12th and Kingsway, right underneath the Hojo. Check it out. It's going to be awesome. And as always, we close with the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience Mondays at Pub 340. Their motto is drink, smoke, sing, repeat. Yes, that's all you have to do is go to Pub 340, drink, smoke, sing, repeat. You don't have to smoke if you're not a smoker. I don't say you have to do. That's what he says. Anyways, that's the Evil Bastard Karaoke Experience. That is at the Pub 340 Monday nights. Hastings and Canby. That is upcoming events for this week.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Was a classic. Ray Parker Jr. Someone challenged me the other night at Kitty Fright Nights. He's like, name another Ray Parker Jr. song, and I was like, Bad Boys, boom. Yeah, if you haven't heard the song Bad Boys by Ray Parker Jr., like, check it out.
Bad Boys.
No, not like that. That's why you have to check it out. Hey, I wanted to say, too, we still have some of those tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall. There's two ways to win. You can either name the two dead members of Pink Floyd, or you can name the two songs that we played, or they played live here in studio, the cast of The Wall, that they played. Something about a goodbye and a sky, and then something about someone's mom, I think. Those might have been
Auntie.
The songs. So,
Auntie, I think.
If you want two tickets to the November 12th show, two free tickets, give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. Welcome to Cab Radio's Halloween Spooktacular here on CITR 101.9 FM. E-Rock was having some trouble earlier in the show. He went out for a smoke and he thought he killed me.
That is probably the weirdest thing that ever happened to me.
And then the Skeletones are here, and they were saying that they felt some eeriness and some lights were changing. And
actually, a weird thing happened in one of our songs. I don't know if you noticed, but Megatron forgot to put the capo on at the beginning of the song. She never, never does that.
That is
was
creepy.
Totally freaky, man. That freaked me out. I was just like, what? There's some bad mojo going on here or something. There's something weird happening.
I think you mean
Would you forget your 10 speed?
Yeah, sorry. No.
Foundation.
We're almost out of beer.
E-Rock, of course, we're dressed up a little bit tonight. E-Rock has his Main Street hipster uniform on, which is very funny. You should see it.
Is it?
I also have my spandex glowworm pants on.
Hold it closer to the microphone so everyone out there can see it. That's
there you go.
Work,
can
right?
you see it now? Oh, he's lost an eye. Oh,
listen,
no, there it is.
It.
His head
to
was
talk
just
to you.
He's just turned the other way. What else? Oh, we have a ghost story still to come. Another ghost story.
The Outsider, I believe.
The Outsider, yes. It's creepy and scary. So we have another one of those coming. But first, we were going to get to another song by the Skeletones. Which one are we going to dabble in this time? Which pot of bubbly deliciousness will we drink?
We're going to sing a song for you. It's one of the Miss Megatron number one hits, I would say.
It is the number one hit, I think.
Yeah, I would say so. This is called Mamacita. This is a Spanish-influenced folk song, and we're going to spook it up in the beginning for y'all. Especially for the spooktacular event. We've done a little modification in the intro for you to scare your panties off. Woo!
Mamacita, the tides are so low. Mamacita, you must force your soul to grow. Oh, Mamacita, you ain't got no place to go. I know it ain't nice, but you've got to pay the price and row your boat ashore. Whoa, I've got a goblin on my motorbike. Yeah, he's giving me oh, such a fright. I've got blood red wine if you got the time.
Blood red wine.
Why don't you come and watch the sun go down with me?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh, mamacita, the tides are so low. Oh, mamacita, you must force your soul to grow. Oh, mamacita, you ain't got no place to go. I know it ain't nice, but you've got to pay the price and row your boat ashore. Oh, I've got a Buddha on my motorbike. Yeah, he's holding his hands way up high. I've got red wine if you got the time. Why don't you come and watch the sun go down with me? Row your boat to where surf meets sand, to my island, paradise land. Don't need no money, just love and time. Come to the shore, I got tequila and lime. Whoa, mamacita, the tides are so low. Mamacita, you must force your soul to grow. Oh, oh. Mamacita, you ain't got no place to go. I know it ain't nice, but you've got to pay the price and row your boat ashore. Oh, come to my island of fortune and smiles. Build a sandcastle and stay a while. Cabana boys to come and greet you, to anchor your boat and take off your shoes. Got a bamboo house up in the trees. Yeah, the roof's so low, I'll crawl on my knees. Over towards where you are sleeping, and I'll kiss your head while you are dreaming. You are dreaming, you are dreaming. Whoa, whoa, mamacita, the tides are so low. Oh, 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 mamacita, you must force your soul to go. Oh, oh, mamacita, you ain't got no place, got no place to go. I know it ain't nice, but you've got to pay the price. I know it ain't nice, but you've got to pay the price. I know it ain't nice, but you've got to pay the price and row your boat ashore.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
My name is Teddy Smooth, and tonight I will be reading The Outsider. Many years ago, in a village deep in the heart of northern British Columbia, an outsider who was just passing through was taken by the villagers and tortured. His legs were pulled from his body, his eyes gouged from their sockets, and his fingers were filed to the bone. The outsider lasted 3 days, but before he died, he vowed to enact revenge upon the village. The villagers laughed at first, but soon that laughter turned to screams of terror. Villagers began to disappear. Messages were left written in blood, and the sounds of something scraping and dragging along the ground would haunt the village throughout the night. Villagers said victims were strung up by their legs and gutted. soon. Because of this, a curfew was put in place and the people were ordered to be inside their homes no later than 6 p.m. and not to open their doors until the very next morning. Every night at 6 p.m., the church bell would ring and the village would go silent. One afternoon, a little village girl asked her mummy if she could go play at a friend's house. The mummy looked at the clock. It was 4 p.m. She told the little girl to be home by 5:45 and no later. The little girl agreed and was on her way. She played and played, but soon lost track of time. Finally, she looked down at her watch and noticed that it was already 6:10. As she hurried home, she could hear other mummies calling in their children and locking their doors. Just then, the church bell rang. I'd better run, she thought. She finally reached her street, but that's when she first heard the noise. She ran to her front door, now more scared than ever. She pounded on the door, pounded so hard, but her mummy had fallen asleep. The mother woke the very next morning and, forgetting that her daughter had gone out to play the previous night, opened the door to get the daily milk. There on the front step was a note scratched in blood that read, "Mummy, why didn't you open the front door?"
My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the guest included
Wolfman,
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, "Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?"
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Mash, 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 mash,
Bobby Pickett with the Monster Mash here on Cabaret Radio's Halloween Spooktacular. Be sure to stick around after the show for Cabaret Radio After Dyke. Could it get any more scary?
After Dyke?
Yes. After Dyke. That's tonight's scary After Dyke.
Amsterdam music.
After, not Euro trash.
After Dark. Tonight, Halloween Hootenanny. What does it say inside? It's pretty funny. What does it say? It says, like, fun for everybody. Well. Even kids. Even kids. So stick around after the show. We're going to do the Cab Radio After Dark. It's scary. But right now in studio, we have Miss Megatron and Sam as the Skeletones. You can check them out on Facebook under Miss Megatron and the Music. Keep it cosmic and become a fan. Yes, in case you missed it, there was a song that had
a laser gun solo.
Yes. So if you want to check that out and you missed it and you're like, damn, I have to get the laser gun solo, do that at CITR.ca under shows anytime after tomorrow about noon or whenever I wake up. And anytime after that, anytime. You just go on the website under shows, under C, there's Cab Radio, look it up. You can look at any of our shows, including tonight's show. We had Taylor Hart playing a little while ago. We had E-Rock's musical showcase last week.
Did you say we had Taylor Hart playing?
Last week, or a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I thought you were saying about tonight.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude, I'm still thinking I'm...
You're a Main Street hipster.
Here, and I thought I killed you.
Yeah, E-Rock, you need to... Seriously, you need to settle down on the kill me thing. Obviously, you didn't kill me if I'm here.
Hey, I'm sitting for the rest of the show. I can't stand it.
I think your pants are cutting off your circulation. You should...
Can't even see my penis. These pants are so tight. Like,
and
usually...
Turn around. Turn around and show our guest your back pockets.
Back pocket.
See? Oh.
Oh, wow.
Goodness.
That's really
oh, yeah.
Cool.
Heart-shaped pockets.
Butt pockets.
Looks like you got a heart on, dude.
On your butt.
We are here in studio with the Skeletones now. We've played the Misfits in the beginning. We had one of your songs. What was the last song we heard?
That was...
We just sang Saturn's Rings.
Saturn's Rings.
Yes.
That was delicious.
And then the last one was Mamacita. Which
Mamacita.
Is our big
that
hit.
Was, yeah, you had the new intro.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Especially
Spanish.
Custom tailored for you.
With the skulls.
And the spooktacular.
Spooktacular. Yes, thank you for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having us.
Laser gun solo. New intro.
We're bringing it.
Bringing it tonight on the Spooktacular.
Transform with the times.
Transform. We have two tickets to Pink Floyd's The Wall to give away, but we're going to talk about that near the end of the show because we are going to get to one last song from you. And I was hoping that because Halloween always talks about darkness, perhaps there is a song about the love of darkness.
Yes. Yes, there is, as a matter of fact. Megatron... has this love song that she heard. You heard this one in high school, was it?
Oh, yes. This was probably a song. This is another Misfits song. Probably a song that I listened to. Yeah, high school. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I had a boyfriend in high school. We listened to a lot of Misfits. A bit of punk rock.
So it's very romantic. It's a sweet tale of young love. Innocent young love. I think we should just play it.
I think we should go and do
it. Okay, let's do it.
Lovely.
A little jazzy punk lounge for you. Corpses all hang headless and limp. Bodies with no surprises as the blood drains down like a devil's rain. We'll bathe tonight, cause I want your skull. Peel to see your skin turn inside out, cause I gotta have you on my wall. I gotta have you on my wall, cause I want your
skull. Yeah, lover, I need your skull. Baby, I want your skull. Yeah, darling, I need your skull. Go collect the heads of little girls and I'll put them on my wall. Hack the heads off little girls and I'll put them on my wall. Cause I want your skull. Baby, I need your skull. Yeah, darling, I want your skull. Baby, I need your skull. Yeah.
Yeah. So romantic.
So lovely.
He loves her so much.
When love is as deep as it is in that song. Wow.
That love is very deep.
I'm loving this spooktacular night. It's just thrilling my bones.
Thrilling your bones.
Thrilling them and chilling them. I just can't even express it. So I put it in a song for you.
Skulls. Spooktacular. Skeletons.
Teddy Boo. Miss Megatron and the music.
Facebook, Miss Megatron and the music. Keep it cosmic. What the hell? Eric?
What?
Oh, you're right there.
Yeah, I was right behind you.
I just heard some stuff.
Oh.
I thought...
I was right behind you. I was just on the computer.
Okay.
I can't believe you're still alive. This is weird.
This is really weird.
This is spooky.
I don't know what's going on anymore.
I don't know.
Other than this... show is spooktacular. I'd like to thank my musical guest. We had Miss Megatron and Sam as the Skeletones. Check them out on Facebook, Miss Megatron and the Music. Keep it cosmic and become a fan today, tonight. And you can hear more solos by a laser gun. I'd also like to thank the cast of The Wall for coming in and singing Goodbye Blue Sky and Mother. If you'd like to win tickets, phone now, 604-822-2487. Free tickets to The Wall, which is playing November 5th to 14th at the Rio Stage. We also have our cab radio after the Dark Dyke coming up right after the show. And that's going to be spooktacular as well, because it's all these hits of bands such as Rob Zombie, Reverend Horton Heat.
Oh, I like them.
Rocket from the Crypt. Los Straitjackets, Dead Evil, no, Dead LV, I don't know what that one is.
Spanish, whatever.
Whatever. No big deal, I don't know how to pronounce
Chinese.
It.
Sounds Chinese.
Shut up, you hipster.
Hey!
Shut up back there with your heart-shaped tight pants.
Whatever, man.
Listen, we will be back.
Don't even know.
To finish up the show. Just after this. But again, thanking all my guests for coming on the Halloween Spectacular. We have a couple minutes left, and I thought I would get to a classic song, a song I feel you can't really do a Halloween Spectacular without. His music is so popular right now because everyone is playing it. Because
Akon?
He died.
Akon?
No, oh. I wish, but this guy... He died, and all of a sudden he wasn't a pervert, and his music mattered again.
Who is it? I don't know.
Many thanks. We'll be back to finish off the show right after this. This is Cabba Radio's Halloween Spooktacular.
We'll be right back.
Michael Jackson's Thriller. On 101.9 CITR. And this is Cabaret Radio with Teddy Boo and E.
Scareberry. Oh, wait.
This has been our Halloween Spooktacular.
Excuse me.
We have a spooky night first started, E-Rock was almost late for the show because he thought he killed me for some reason.
I don't know who I killed out there, man, but...
I don't think you killed anyone. I think you were just tripping.
I'm pretty sure I killed somebody. I don't know, I shot somebody with a gun that I don't know where it came from, but I randomly had a gun all of a sudden, shot him, and thought it was you, came in, and...
No, man, I was here the whole time. I told you that. you just need to let that go, man. I mean, we had some weird crap happen all through the show. Like, what was up with all the weird sort of, like, buzzing, and there was a couple weird times where I thought I heard laughter.
I don't know. There's weird things going on right now, Teddy. It's...
Well, I think...
I can't explain it. I mean...
I think
you were dead. I thought you were dead!
Well, I wasn't, okay?
So just... I get it. I get it now.
Just, you know...
I get it.
All right. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. This has been our Halloween Spooktacular. I hope you liked it. We had our ghost stories in there. We had the cast of Pink Floyd's The Wall, November 5th to 14th at the Rio... And what fun were the Skeletones? Check them out.
What fun were they? Fun were the Skeletones?
They were mighty fun, E-Rock.
Unbelievable fun when the Skeletones were in the studio.
Check them out on Facebook. Miss Megatron and the Music. Keep it cosmic. Become a fan of theirs today. What fun.
That was a great show. We had a great time dancing in studio here. All that live music. It was great.
We also have the Halloween Hootenanny coming up, so I'd just like, for me and E-Rock tonight, I'd like to thank you for coming in, because this has been our Halloween Spooktacular, and we're out, so make sure you stick around for Cabaret After Bark. After Bark. Jeez, after bark. I said dyke, bark. Just, let's get out of here. Oh, no, seriously. Seriously, let's just go.
Where are we gonna go? See, we keep like things weird. We're supposed to finish.
I don't know what that was.
What was what?
I don't know.
Oh man,
let's just get out of here. God. Did you get the lights?
Yeah, man, I got them.
All right, yeah, let's just get out of here, man. It's been kind of great show, but it's been kind of creepy tonight.
Yes, it's super weird. I thought I killed you,
dude. E-Rock, you were acting really strange before the show.
Well, yeah, I mean. I thought I shot you.
What made you think you killed me?
Well, we were outside and I shot you and I thought it was your face and then...
Hey, let's go out this back door.
Okay. Why'd you want to go out the back door, Teddy?
Hey, E-Rock.
Yeah?
You remember when you said you shot me?
Well, yeah, of course.
Well, you did.
What do you mean?
I'm dead.
What? What do you mean you're dead?
So are you.
What? No! No! No, Jenny! No!
We interrupt this program to bring you Cab Radio After Dark. Join Cab Radio every Tuesday night at 11. Enjoy.
Pumpkins and demon cats, of wicked witches and scurrying rats. They've all come together to celebrate and feast. Larry the Wolf and Igor the Beast. For this is the night when little babies cry and orange mist pours from their eyes. Monster girls and monster men patiently wait for the fun to begin. What do they know that you've never seen? Well, I'll tell you, my friend. A glorious hootenanny called Halloween.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey/Movie Night in Canada. You're listening to CITR 101.9.
Crazy fun.
and hard like a stepper and a wife. You stoop like a hunchback of Notre Dame. Now you're doing the Halloween dance. The Halloween dance. The Halloween dance. The Halloween dance like the voodoo curse. The Halloween dance like some satanic verse. Satanic verse.